Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Daily tip on the BetMGM Network. Great to have you with us. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up, LSU has lost 3-4 in the SEC, and now Brian Kelly on his way out of Baton Rouge. Can I just say for a second and be a little self-indulgent that that was one hell of a comeback by the mighty Texas Longhorns over the weekend? Can I just say, look, Mississippi State is not a good team, but if you checked into that game at all, everyone and their dog was like, oh my God, this game's over. Like, Texas is going to be upset. I've watched a lot of thrilling comebacks. Double D, don't you do it. I came in here trying to be humble, and I can't do it because we found a way. Sark said it was a culture win. It's a culture. What's a culture win? Maybe we're not the best. Maybe. Hey, get well, Arch. You're going to be all right, buddy. Sorry about that head shake. You'll be all right. We came back. We found a way. We're not preseason number one anymore, but we're finding a way even over Mississippi State. Lordy, that was a roller coaster. I knew something special was happening when my phone started blowing up. It was like, bling, 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 bling. I was like, oh, yep, yep, it's happening. It's happening. That was a great weekend.
Well, because of that kick return or punt return.
Yeah.
Like, that was something else. Because, like, I hadn't been watching the whole game. I had just turned it on. I was like, uh-oh, Texas is in trouble. And then that guy takes the punt back the entire way. And you're like, whoa, where did that come from? But like a culture win, Jinx? All right. Spin zone much? This was the team that was supposed to win the national championship.
Well,
and
yeah.
Now you're hanging your hat on beating Mississippi State?
Hey, you don't make a comeback not seen in the SEC in 16 years unless you have a strong culture. Because what happens? Your team quits. You're down that much, the game is over. If you don't have a strong, cohesive culture, if you don't have guys who are willing to fight for one another, if you don't have guys who care about the head coach, care about the program, you quit. And they did not quit. So I'm not saying Texas belongs up there with the best teams in the country. They don't. They don't. They're a top 20 team, I guess, for now. They keep winning. They keep finding ways. But the fact they didn't quit, that absolutely speaks to culture. Because, man, if you get down like that and your team isn't strong and you guys aren't playing for one another, it's over.
Well, I will say this. Even though they had that punt return, they still had to go to overtime and win it. Because, like, I had texted you. I was like, Texas is back. And then I was like, uh-oh, maybe I jinxed it. Because the game is not over, and you still have to win in overtime. So I think they do deserve some credit to not only have that momentum, but, like, the game had to go to overtime, and they still got the job done.
Yeah. Well, I'll take it. But, you mean... No, I don't think Texas is a top 10 team now. It's been Kentucky and Mississippi State. I think Vanderbilt might take it to us this weekend. But whatever. This is not a Texas football show. This is, however, a sports gambling and morning and SEC show, at least for this segment, because LSU has dropped Brian Kelly out yesterday after that loss to Texas A&M, 49-25. So LSU dropping to 5-3 on the season. And it wasn't just this loss, Chelsea. It was how LSU lost. If you looked at that box score, you're like, oh my God, this game was not close. It was close at halftime. The Tigers led at halftime. And then A&M scores 35 consecutive points in the second half. When you lose like that in a night game at Death Valley and you're already under some heat, oh, then I have to say this was surprising, but also not surprising.
Right, because I think Brian Kelly had it coming, and we all knew it. Because here's the thing, like, he's just not a likable person from the jump. Because I think now people are pointing this out, and they're saying, it's because he did that weird Southern accent. He never fit the culture down here. But at the end of the day, it's just simply because he's not winning. Like, I think maybe the hammer came down a little faster than it would have on some of these other guys that were more likable. But, like, think about these great head coaches that they've had, and, like, I say great, but, like, they've won national championships. They're not guys that you think of as, like, the best X's and O's guys. But, like, Les Miles and Coach O won national championships but still got shown the door. So I think LSU is just one of those programs that it's just your expectations every single season are so high that when you come in and you lose three SEC games, you know, that's it. You know, that's the extent of the patience when it comes to these blue blood programs. So it was a litany of things that I think caused Brian Kelly to get fired. But at the end of the day, you got to win the games.
You just have to. And, you know, it's interesting, coaches who are beloved just because they win, as opposed to coaches who are beloved because of who they are. Right. And Brian Kelly doesn't have that personality where you give him the benefit of the doubt because he's kind of warm and fuzzy. Like, Brian Kelly is an angry individual. He scares me. Every time I see him on the sideline, he's yelling at a referee or yelling at a member of the media. I'm like, God, that guy's a hothead, you know, and terrifying. But when you're winning, that's okay. When you're not winning, it doesn't engender a lot of warm and fuzzies, and you don't give someone like that the benefit of the doubt, and you're gone quickly, and that's exactly what happened here. So, you know, I don't know what's next for LSU, but they do have some big names to choose from. But this is college football now. This buyout is ridiculous. $53 million? They're negotiating it, reportedly. But if Brian Kelly wants to walk away with $53 million, he can.
It's wild to me how much money they're willing to fork over to have this guy just out of there. When you think about it, because somebody had mentioned this and I thought it was like an interesting talking point, was would you rather fire your head coach or save all that money and, I don't know, buy yourself a new roster? But here's the thing with Les Miles is that his roster was supposedly good. Like, this was one of the preseason favorites to win the national championship. Remember when people were making a case for Garrett Nussmeier to win the Heisman?
Yeah.
So maybe the talent wasn't enough, but $53 million is certainly a lot, and especially in a year where now we have all these high-profile head coaching openings, they're going to have to compete. They're going to have to pay a boatload of money if they want to get the candidate they want.
Yes, they are. I mean, A&M's on the hook for it. That's the irony here. Is that A&M is still paying tens of millions of dollars to Jimbo Fisher. What was his buyout? Like 70-something million dollars. And then now you've got Brian Kelly, who's going to get at least $50 million unless they negotiate it down. And who's responsible for that ultimately in the end? Texas A&M. What do you think, Denton? I know you've been following this.
This story was hilarious to me because the way it happened is such an insight as to who Brian Kelly is, which is just not a fun person to be around. There was a meeting that took place where Scott Woodward, the athletic director, said, you need to let the offensive coordinator go. And Brian Kelly went viral on Saturday for screaming at the offensive coordinator for not doing a good job calling plays.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So the athletic director said, you got to let him go. And Brian Kelly said, if I have to fire him, I'm going to fire the offensive line coach as well. And that resulted in a screaming match between the two sides that literally led to Brian Kelly leaving the building. And then the decision was made that it's, in fact, Brian Kelly who is going to be fired. And Scott Woodward is on the hook for just an insane amount of money. And now LSU's going to look into him, too, because that's $54 million. We know his track record with Jimbo Fisher for $78 million. Scott Woodward has made two coaching hirings in football, his last two of them, and it's been on the hook now for $130 million in buyout money.
Wow. Mm. That's great perspective.
That makes me feel better about myself. No matter how bad I am, I'm so tired.
Do you want to get behind the mic, provide your perspective here for the next 15 minutes while I get some coffee?
I will dunk on Brian Kelly whenever, I mean, it is necessary to dunk on Brian Kelly. He stinks.
Well, here's what makes, I think, him very, very unlikable. He has a complete lack of accountability. It's never his fault, right? Like, he is the first to throw people under the bus. He's the first to scream at people. And I think that just makes him really unlikable. Like, if you lose a game, like, stand up and take it. Like, it's your fault. You're the head man in charge. That's why they're paying you a boatload of money. And here was the other, like, kind of interesting revenge angle in this game is that when Brian Kelly first got to town at LSU, he fired the longtime strength coach at LSU that everybody liked. So this strength coach now works for Texas A&M. And I was like, oh, that's kind of an interesting side angle. But they were asking the players about it at Texas A&M. They're like, yeah, we knew this was a big game for him. So clearly it was some sort of motivational angle. And it was nice to see, you know, he kind of got the last laugh in this because this is what happens when you fire likable guys and you just kind of build up this standard of like, hey, I'm going to do everything so people hate me, including not take accountability. I'm going to fire all the likable people and try to fake the worst Southern accent you've ever heard. So,
oh, yeah.
I don't think anybody's, like, sad for Brian Kelly right now, except for maybe his family.
Well, it's hard. Look, passion is passion, and when you lose something you're passionate about, it hurts, no question. And also, it helps a lot when you're getting more than $50 million. In addition to the money you've already made. You'd be like, ah, this is so bad. You know what I want to do until I figure out what I want to do again? I just want to go sit on an island for a few years. Maybe I'll do that. In fact, I can do that. You know, that sounds, I mean, sounds great to me. You know, all of a sudden your face is red just because of the sun, not because you're angry all the time. That's what Brian Kelly should do.
Start yelling at the sun.
Yeah. God, it's hot! The forecast said 98. It's freaking 102. Like, Brian, hey, you're on a beach. Just relax. Relax. You're on a beach.
I said pina colada, not margarita. Take this back. Like, imagine waiting on him. Like, no, I wonder if he's like this in other walks of life. Because I understand, like, being a head coach in college football for one of these programs is an immense amount of pressure. So, like, I don't know if he's only like this when he's coaching football or if he's like this all the time. But here's the thing. I do think somebody's going to take him. Like, there is some program that'll probably take him, including, like, I'm one of those bottom feeder people. Like, I went to NC State. Like, we had him. Great. Yeah, we'll take him. So I don't know if they'll have to pay his buyout. I think a lot of it will be if he wants to go coach somewhere else. But, yeah, I don't think anybody was shedding tears over the weekend.
Hey, I like your attitude. I'm a college football bottom feeder. I'll take Ryan Kelly, his second cousin, who has a college football fantasy team, and he's really talented. We'll take him. We'll take anybody. You could take Sark, maybe. Did you see that report over the weekend? Steve Sarkisian?
For the Titans, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For the Titans. Not for your Wolfpack, but for your Titans. So this was interesting. Right before Texas rallied to beat Mississippi State in overtime, 45-38, Dino Russini from The Athletic reported that Sark's reps have told people in the NFL he's open to jobs and interested in your Tennessee Titans. Well, after that incredible finish in Starkville, Sark was asked about that report, and he definitely had something to say.
I'd love to touch on this, so bear with me for a second, because it really pisses me off that one person can make a report that in turn the entire media sports world runs with as factual. To the point of my agency and my agents have to put a statement out that they never have done. Historically, CAA, Jimmy Sexton, and Ed Manowitz have never do that. But I had to do that to protect my locker room and my team. And I thought it was absolutely ridiculous. I thought it was completely unprofessional of that person to put that report out. And the fact that everybody ran with it is borderline embarrassing for the media. And I respect what you guys do. I really do, and everybody else. But the fact that everybody ran that as truth is really embarrassing. Okay, so I've got a small circle when I make decisions on what I do and what I don't do, and nobody would speak on my behalf without me knowing. And so where that report came from, I'd love to talk to that person because it's absolutely ridiculous.
I love Sark. Got some work to do in the offensive play calling. Didn't do a great job in the portal when it comes to offensive linemen. But that is about as vehement as a denial as you can get, Chelsea. It's one thing to speak around a report like that, which we see guys do all the time, where they say, oh, I'm not going to talk about that. I'm not going to talk about that. You know, we're focused on the next game. We're focused on getting better every week. And like, you didn't exactly deny that. That is a very strong denial. And he was upset about it, and I think rightfully so.
But the thing is, like, and this is not personal to Steve Sarkisian, is that mm-hmm. we have seen coaches make very strong, you know, disapproving remarks and say, I would never leave here. I would never do that. And then they mm-hmm. leave. So I don't know, Jinx. Like, there's not a ton of loyalty when it comes to some of these coaches in college football. I'm not saying that he's going to go. I'm just saying that, like, it's kind of like a crying wolf situation.
Right.
Where it's like, this is unfair to talk about. And here's the other thing. Like, who is it? Diana Rossini? Like, she's not some nobody. Like, she's usually pretty dialed in from mm-hmm. what I, you know, know about her. I don't think she would throw this out with nothing. So I don't know where she got it. Maybe it is wrong. But I don't know, Jenks. We've seen this before where a coach is like, I would never leave college football. Next thing you know, Nick Saban goes to the NFL.
Well, that's true. I mean, I also think if we're talking about money, and money is certainly not a factor when it comes to Brian Kelly, Jimbo Fisher for going back, and with Sark, I mean, Sark makes a lot of money. He's getting paid $10.8 million a year to be at Texas. And remember, college pays more than the NFL. So only 10 coaches are getting paid at least $13 million or more in the National Football League. Unless Sark immediately jumps to the top 10, he'd probably be taking a pay cut. Depends on how much he really wants to work in the NFL. Coming up next, we'll tell you who won the weekend when we name our Monday MVP. It is a Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.